Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast live, as I've been doing now for 10 years, every year for 10 years, at the Insperity Invitational. This is a golf tournament, Champions Tour golf tournament, that this year is the Invitational. And I got a man sitting in front of me who can explain all that to us. He's my good friend and a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He's a great friend of small business. Jay Meeks is Executive Vice President of Insperity. And this is Insperity's tournament. And in full disclosure, they're my presenting sponsor. And it's been a great relationship that we've had with Insperity. Jay, thanks for being here. And thanks again for 10 years of great hospitality.
Well, you're very welcome, Jim. It's always fun every week. You know, when we do this, it's just fantastic.
Well, we love doing it. You know, I had Gary Player on the air,
yes.
Sitting right in your chair yesterday.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He is something, man.
What about last night? Tell the audience what happened last night.
Well, of course, it's great when we're able to bring the greats of golf and folks that really, Jim, honestly pioneered golf in the way we know it today.
Mm-hmm.
And guys like Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus, of course, Arnold.
Arnold was there last night.
Raymond Floyd. Great guy, intense competitor.
Yeah,
you know, Jim was talking about that last night. Yeah. Actually, Lee Trevino was talking about each other. They're all talking about each other. So it was, you know,
Lee and Johnny Miller was there.
Johnny Miller,
and of course, that was just the people on the stage,
right?
Now, counting the audience,
and Don January, and
there,
Dave Stockton, and
all those guys.
Then plus the Champions Tour players.
Yeah,
it was, as you know, it really. I would say it's probably a classic.
It is a classic, and it's one of those things where when you're there, you're saying, okay. This is never going to happen again.
Jim, I really don't think it will. I mean, we've pulled it together for a few years now.
It's going to be hard.
I'm just not seeing
it. You'll have something like it, but that moment, it was a moment, wasn't
right.
it? Very, very cool. So, okay, the what's the difference in the Insperity Classic Championship Golf Tournament and the Insperity Invitational?
Well, the Invitational allows you a lot more flexibility in terms of who comes to the golf tournament. It's a whole different setup in terms of the qualification. It's more elite, frankly, Jim. Yep.
And, it's the only one in the Champions Tour.
Exactly. And I think the PGA rewarded us for putting on a great tournament for so long.
Yep.
When we asked about an Invitational, they were receptive to it. And, of course, we, you know, we're blessed to have that. So, and an example of it, just the players in our field that we have right now are we have the top guy from the Australian Tour, top guy from the European Tour.
Best of the best.
Yeah, it really is pretty cool.
Colin Montgomery's
on
tour
great.
Now. He was
yep.
here this week. And,
yep. Really great.
So, okay, I've been telling the audience all week long that this tournament is all about small business.
Correct.
It's all about golf, but it's mostly about the people that this tournament helps, the charities.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, it's all tied together. You know, the golf tournament is... is run by a nonprofit. Insperity is a sponsor. We write a check, but the nonprofit runs it. The nonprofit decides where the proceeds go, and really the whole idea is to generate the necessary funds to be a make a difference in the community.
Right.
It's really a great combination.
Yeah, whatever money is made in the tournament goes to the charities.
They right.
pay the expenses,
right.
pay the charities.
Yes.
And over the last 10 years, approximately, how much have you raised?
Oh, 10 years, and we started off small, Jim. I'd say we're pushing $5 million, probably $5 million.
Wow, that's great.
And but it just continues to grow. You know, and it's so funny because the energy that we have, you've been around us in the tournament,
yeah.
Allows us to continue to bring more sponsors in. That's the key. The more folks we get in
mm-hmm.
that are willing to participate, that allows
they
us to get
to
more
part
to charity.
Of this. They want some
right.
of it, and they throw their money behind it, and that money just goes right to
yes.
the charities,
yes.
doesn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the key.
Success breeds success, doesn't it?
It just seems to work that way, doesn't it?
Well, and it was, remind me of the website, Insperity
I'm sure it's probably InsperityInvitational.com.
Okay, so should be something like that. That'll get you close, folks.
Yeah.
You can find out more about that. It's in the Woodlands, Texas, Hard Body Houston. And you guys are signed up for another 2 or 3 years?
Actually, we're committed through 2020, I believe.
Really? That's great.
Yeah.
That's good news.
So
I hope I'm still broadcasting here for 2020. This has been so much fun. I'd like to tell I'm kind of proud of the fact that I was broadcasting the show before the tournament actually kicked off the first day.
And I think I was there.
Yeah, you were. You were. But I saw Dan Pastorini last night. He was actually my first guest. And I forgot to say something to him last night, but I saw him nearby. Hey, I need to take a quick break, Jay. We'll come back. Jay Meeks runs a very, very solid national sales organization. He's as good as I know. And we come back, we're going to pick his brain, get him to teach us some stuff after these messages. So don't go away. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.